there, folks. This is Tex and all the Smoky Valley boys just a playing at you, folks. Sitting out there in the audience, I can tell by the serious look on your faces that you're going to enjoy the music we got here for you. All you folks here in the auditorium, Dover Summersworth, New Hampshire. And then, first number, wait a minute. I think somebody's laughing at me, Ray, and I can't go on when things like this happen.
Okay, cut off the laughing.
Quiet out there. Yeah, don't laugh.
Well, knock off on that laughing. Just remember, you could have been picked.
Well, I guess I won't play nothing anyway.
Just because you're lucky doesn't mean you could laugh, you know.
You're just jealous because I'm cleaning up.
Right. When, so?
This is Matinee with Bob and Ray.
Oh, yes, of course it is, Brad. Yes. Mm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, music by Ken
Page and
Bill.
Page 1 of our script.
They go to page 1 in the first 2 minutes.
What happened to your wandering viewers, Bill?
Oh, you got a happy look on your face, Ray. Hey, baby, now I'd like to do another little number for you.
In other words, somebody liked your car as much as you did, Bill.
Yeah, of
Well, that's
you got
great.
A Bentley, Bill. I need a Bentley.
We have several commercials this afternoon. Probably
we have
five or so.
One beginning with capital C.
Oh.
Hands on that, student.
No. Bob. I nearly said it, didn't I?
Yes.
This is over and over again. That this will satisfy women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Call it by Chesterfield.
ABC, ABC, la 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 la.
ABC.
Speaking of music, and who was?
You
were late getting into the studio today.
You know that 1 minute warning you give you.
Would you like to be let go?
Would you?
Would you like, for instance, me to grab your left leg during You Were Only Fooling?
Like you did last week?
Would
and
you like
such dire results?
Would you like that? All right.
All right, that'll be $5. And we're lucky to have gotten off the easily as we did.
So, scot-free.
And here he is.
Good afternoon, Brad.
Scott, where you been?
Well, I've been around town, Bob. I'm here in connection with the Mary McGood Swim to Boston Light. I'm handling it for the Press Association.
I was hoping we'd hear something about that.
Plus wire photos and feature stories and rotograb you.
You're running a cocktail party?
And I'll get a couple
press?
Of spreads in some magazines, I presume, too. That's what I figure.
Yeah, well, I hope
Any
you
questions
do.
You can want to ask me?
Yes. You haven't going to have a party in celebration of this event?
After she completes the swim, we'll have the big party.
Well, what if she doesn't complete it?
Over at the park with Bad Sad, the Common, there'll be everything you can eat.
And this is Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Mary's going to swim out to Boston Light.
Excuse me, Bob. This is Wednesday. She's got to swim on this coming Friday.
That's what I just said, yes.
You didn't say that at all. And I just want to keep it straight. There may be some men listening who can give me a little publicity on this stunt.
Let's leave it to maybe somebody listening.
The pitch here is this. We're trying to get Magoon at the movies. We think we got something there.
And also, will she endorse breakfast products and various things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, cereal, you mean, and like yes. that? Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
What does she favor currently?
Soap, right now.
Uh-huh.
She's trying to get herself connected with some soap company, you know, and say, I use it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you bring her along with you today so that we could have...
She isn't here right now, no.
First-hand impressions. You think she'll be here before
oh,
the half hour?
Oh, she said. She said she would.
You think she will arrive then and make an appearance before we leave the air this afternoon?
Yeah, I told her.
Think she will put in an appearance here and favor us with a few words about her current campaign to swim out to Boston Light. Is that what you mean? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. You took the word.
All right, then. If you just go over there and sit down... We'll be with you in just a moment.
Okay, well, thanks again.
Okay, then.
Keep pitching behind the goon, everybody.
We'll do that.
Wow.
And here's the Mary Margaret Magoon Band, which will be featured at T-Wharf on Friday. Is that where she's teeing off from?
I don't know where she's leaving, Bob. I think she's leaving from the
we'll have to ask
Charles River Base
when she comes in. Go ahead, Bill and Ken.
Thank you.
That was You Were Only Fooling, played by Ken and Bill and the orchestra.
And a wonderful job they did of it, too.
Ken Wilson, I might mention, has invested some money in the Ken Wilson warehouse.
Has he?
Yeah.
And that burn-proof warehouse?
And that's right. And he's going to sell everything from the warehouse.
Okay. Thank you for your price.
That's right. Everything will be spot-free.
No, no, not now, Scott.
Not a thing.
That was just an expression. We'll have you back later.
Oh.
We'll hear more about it.
Well, anyway, Ken Wilson figured that everyone is buying his warehouses here today.
That's right.
So
the place they can buy and save money.
So Ken thought he'd buy himself a warehouse and fill it with things and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have a list of products he is retailing up on the program someday soon.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
On 10-year-old television set.
Good.
We are going to be out in Waverly on Monday.
Yes.
At the FW.
As a matter of fact.
Stan Conscious.
Yeah.
And
we're going to be out on the lawn, I am.
Yeah. Going to be outdoors under these stars.
Oh, this really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out at, where is it, Waverly?
Waverly, yeah. I believe that's part of Belmont.
I think it is.
It's a publishing company, yeah. But I see no reason why we should give them a...
No, absolutely not.
Then Friday night.
They haven't had a good fellowship like you.
Friday night, it's Bob and Ray free dinner night at the casino at Magnolia. Not a free dinner for everyone, of course. It's a free dinner for Bob and Ray. And we get in scot free.
Yes.
No.
See you, wait a second.
That was just an expression, Scott.
Oh.
I know you happen to have the same name.
Okay, Bob.
Person, just sit over there, if you will.
I'm sitting tight.
Yes,
haven't been to bed all
do
night.
Do something about that.
Surely.
But Friday at Magnolia, of course, is just like any other evening for anyone who wants a grand evening out.
The time this morning, Bob, from somebody who was postmarked Mongolia.
Yes, they heard the Chinese John Agony.
And they said they've been looking all over, and they can't find the casino at Mongolia.
Oh, it isn't Mongolia.
No, no, it's not clear across the universe.
No,
it's up in Magnolia. Let's make that clear.
That's
Magnolia.
That's up near Gloucester. It views the harbor, I think.
That's right. But not, definitely not Mongolia.
At least the casino does.
Yes.
View Mongolia. Magnolia.
Magnolia. Please, Bob, let's not confuse them. We're going to be up here Friday night for fun and frolic. Boy, what a time we'll have.
Yes, and we'll dance to the gay Lilton music. You know, I saw a big advertisement for the casino.
Mm-hmm.
It said, Return Engagement by Popular Demand. I thought Sammy Eisenman, his thought was cool. There must be Popular Demand in this thing.
Well,
he's back.
Anyway, when you see that, Return by Popular, or...
Return Engagement by Popular Demand. He plays all, I don't know how he fills all those books. You can see him everywhere.
And the Return Engagement.
He must have units left.
That automatically shows up in the eyes.
Never play the second place. Play the second place.
Good work to you, Bob.
I pull myself out of that one, Scott Free, I guess.
Yes.
No.
One other thing.
No, but I think we should have a sample of that music that's being featured at the casino.
All right.
And Sammy and the men are ready. They're here as they are every day. Just waiting to play for you.
Sam is a new piano player with prospects of great things ahead of him.
He's for company Donald Nobles. Imagine $1.85.
They don't play by arrangements, I might say, too. It's a novel outfit.
They just kind of feel their way through. Yes, $1.85 for fun and fine
food. Don't have many lights up there.
Delightfully served. And when you dance with cool ocean breezes, play along with the best music in town. It's the
Popular Demand.
It's the casino at Magnolia. For dining, for dancing, for luncheon. The casino beside the sea at Magnolia is a summertime paradise. You know, it's a short and glorious drive along the North Shore, Route 127 from Salem to Magnolia.
About 80 miles.
Wouldn't it?
Newham.
Oh, this is Bob.
How far?
A very short drive.
30-35.
Route 127 from Salem to Magnolia with a view.
I'm making too much service down there.
Am, I'm not making too much noise.
No, no, I can hear you perfectly.
So the view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive. All this and reasonable prices, too. There's never a cover at the casino, and the dinners start at $1.85. And here's a real wonderful way to spend a summer evening or a lazy summer Sunday. You can take the delightful scenic drive to the casino at Magnolia, stroll through the beautiful grounds overlooking the ocean.
Bring your horseshoes with you.
Have a cocktail at the bar, dinner or luncheon if you wish, and the dance floor is ocean cool. And, as we've said so many times before, there's no music. Now, for fun, or like Sammy Eisen's music.
By popular demand, they're going to start playing.
For fun and food, for dancing and dining, go to the casino at Magnolia.
What a rare combination that is. Fun, food, dancing, and dining.
You'll feel good again.
Well, I take care of that one for this afternoon. And right on the top of it, right after it, we go into something else.
Will you? Well, that's
going to... could go,
go ahead,
by
Bob.
New Haven Railroad, I suppose. Mm-hmm. They don't go up there, do they?
Up where?
The Magnolia?
Well, I suppose they could. The only thing is, I don't think they'd get the okay from the office.
They have tracks up there. But more and more these days, regular travelers between Boston and New York prefer New Haven Railroad's speeded-up train schedule.
Are you funny like that, Frank?
These experienced travelers realize that New Haven's three-hour, 55-minute run from Back Bay to Grand Central Station is not only the fastest way for business or pleasure trips, but it offers a real saving over other forms of transportation.
Hey, weren't you?
You travel, yes, from in-town Boston to midtown New York faster than any other way.
Excuse me, Bob, who's going to pick for the start?
I don't know. You avoid expensive side trips to and from your departure and arrival point. And remember, too, New Haven trains are dependable. They run safely and on time in any kind of weather. New Haven travel to New York is no adventure. It's a pleasure. Next time you travel, go in cool, air-conditioned comfort. Go New Haven.
You know, it's a funny thing. I went over to South Station the other day, and I took a train down to New York, came back. And I took a train down to New York, and I came right back. And I took a train down to Philadelphia, and I came back.
Yeah?
Is there any way you can buy a ticket that's not two-way?
Not a round trip?
Yeah. Then? I mean, can you go to Philadelphia and stay there if you want?
Yeah, you can.
Well, I was wondering. Because, you know, I wanted to stay in New York that first time, but I had to hurry right back.
Well, next time, just get a one-way ticket.
Oh, I didn't know.
It'll only cost you half as much.
See, I'm kind of self-conscious. I hate to go up to the information booth and ask questions.
Well, now you know.
Before I keep coming and going.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Silly. But I am self-conscious about going to ask the questions.
When do they let you off the dock first?
Wait a minute.
Well, I suppose you better come over here if you're going to say anything more. Scott.
Well, I want to talk a little more about the Magoon thing and the swimming to the Boston Light this coming Friday.
Uh-huh. What time does he leave? Have you checked on
high
the tide?
High tide.
Have you checked the tide yet?
Yeah. I was going to leave at 2 a.m., Bob. High tide.
2 a.m.
And we expect her to...
2 a.m. She'll get up here before we leave the air, huh?
Well, I don't... I think it'd be best for you fellows to do a remote.
Why don't you
get
out
the boat
all wet?
Well, that's to be arranged. But I think it would be better for you fellows to be right there as she comes out of the water.
Well, I think you might have something. I'll speak with technical on that.
All right.
And check through program and traffic and production and music.
Let's get music clearance. That's right.
Yeah, because there might be a band in the back.
Or somebody whistling.
Yeah.
You always have to
clear the numbers that anybody might whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have an on-the-spot description. And I think that would be very interesting.
All right.
I wish Mary would show up.
I'm just going to test our two musicians. You read this to me, so I'm going to ask them a few questions about it.
All right.
I mean, I don't think they will.
I don't think they will.
First, you, Bill. Would you care to answer this question from me? I can't make a question out of that, Bob. I mean, that's pretty clear.
Yeah, it made sense when I read it, I guess.
Regular travelers between Boston and New York prefer railroad? Bill Green.
Bill Green, have your hand up.
That's right. That's right. All right. Now, you can. These experienced travelers realize that this particular railroad, 3 hour and 55 minute run from Back Bay to Grand Central Station, is not only the fastest way for business or pleasure trips, but it offers a real saving other than forms of transportation. Can you finish that sentence?
That's true or false?
Oh, I mean, there's something wrong with Wilson today.
No, his mind is a million miles away.
Something wrong. Somebody must have played, all I can think of, is somebody played.
Can't hit it. Maybe a dirty trick on it. Somewhere.
Somebody played a record that he didn't want anyone to hear.
You think that's what it was?
I think so.
I don't know what it could be.
Shame. But he's certainly down in spirit.
Yeah.
He's down in mouth. What's the matter with you anyway, Ken?
It's nothing bad.
Even the blue shirt looks white compared to him. Well, yeah, that's the way it goes.
That's
some days you're up and
happy. I was putting some new fittings into his fun hall.
New what?
Fittings.
What are those, Bob?
Well, he's piping the whole place. You
know? Oh, are you, Ken? I didn't know that.
He wants to have enough gas chambers for all the company that he expects.
Well, your lines aren't very good either, Ken. I don't know what's wrong.
No. You've got last week's script there. That's why. He's trying to find his place, and that's leaving.
Anyway, the answer to all our questions should have been New Haven Railroad.
If you had that on your paper, give yourself 100.
And mark yourself as having a 12 personality and girls like you if you're a boy. And, of course, boys like you if you're a girl. And that's the way it goes.
And yes,
certainly, it is.
And I think we could have some more music right here.
I'll be glad to. This little song, Bob, is a thing I picked up one night at a bistro in France.
Is that so?
I was sitting there, and I was having enough better teeth after a bologna sandwich.
Yes.
And this charming girl, she was French, you know.
Is this the Rue de la Paix?
I didn't get her name. Didn't stay long enough.
No,
but
I mean...
she came up to my table, and she looked into my eyes, and she said these following words.
Those very words?
She whispered them in my ear.
Oh, I see.
I knew right away that this would mean trouble.
Then along Rudy LePay and his orchestra. I remember those days in Paris so many years ago on the left bank. And then they went to the right bank. And then the First National.
They got an office there, too.
And then it was voting on the 10th. The 10th in the springtime. I beg your pardon. I believe you're in the wrong country, old boy.
Huh?
The 10th is in England, you know.
Oh.
Hey, Jove, I believe we've stumbled on something.
Here, help. Here, I'll help you get it off.
Go ahead and play your number. This is can't be all introduction.
That's awfully cute. I like that. What was the name of that you were playing?
That's
what I thought it was.
Thank you. special announcement after this commercial and get your best fanfare ready, Kenneth.
Here now is our announcer for Cynthia Sweet's Candy, Larry Lovebred.
We've really got news for
just a minute, Larry. Will you face it in the microphone, please?
Excuse me. We've really got news for all of our Cynthia Sweets fans. For Cynthia Sweets has perfected a new product which we know all of you will enjoy as much as we do.
It's a glider.
It's the Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar. A delicious, pure coconut cream bar. Will you cut the mic, man? I want to speak to it. Now, to pick up where I left off. It's the Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar, a delicious, pure coconut cream bar. Cynthia Sweets' own blend and formula, which
hey,
makes
cut the mic.
The best
I want to answer him.
Buy the best candy bar you've ever tasted. If you've tasted the rest, now taste the best. Yes, the Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar is a quality serving of candy backed by the fine name of Cynthia. Famous in candy for over 50 years, and I'm serious, friends. You can get this new 5-cent Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar at drugstores and candy counters everywhere. Yes, I can see you realize this point. Ask for it. If your dealer has not stocked it yet, we say demand it. For friends, if you've tasted the rest, now taste the best. Buy several bars at your favorite candy counter today and treat the whole family. See what I mean? The new 5-cent Cynthia Sweets Coconut Cream Bar is a treat you just can't beat. And now our orchestra will stand the face. Announcing the new Cynthia Sweets Big Prize Contest. I beg your pardon, there are no prizes in this. Let's start it over again. Announcing the Cynthia Sweets Big Contest.
All right, wait a minute, wait.
There it is, friend. And we may send you some candy if you send us a good answer. Now, all you have to do is this. Answer this question simply. Here it is. Don't count your chickens before they're hatched because...
In 25 words or less, send your entry to Chicken WHDH Box 10 WHDH in Boston.
Now, I'll repeat that just once more.
You
get out your paper,
question, please. Write this down now.
Don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Because. Now, finish that in 25 additional words, or less, or more.
And now, boys and girls, here's our Cynthia Sweet special code message for today. Word number one.
Under the C, 5. Under the Y, B.
Under the N, 16.
Under the T, 4.
Under the H, 4.
Under the H.
Excuse me, something's wrong with our
code
here.
Under the H. 5.
Under the I.
Circle.
That's over the I.
Oh.
Under the I, 7.
And over the O,
under
put
the
your
o.
name.
In 25 words or less.
That's the boys and girls code for today.
Now, for every message that we read, every answer that we read to the question, don't count your chickens before they're hatched because, in 25 words or less, we'll send, or more, a pound box of Cynthia Sweets candy boys, or candy.
That's right, boy.
I don't think they're sending the coconut box.
No. Hey, I got a spot here. Yeah. Hey, listen. Here's a better, more effective way to help save your teeth.
I got another spot. Friends,
stop eating them rocks.
Three different distances. Wait a minute.
I'll have to read this, and then you read that box.
Hmm? Can't we work them in together somehow?
Not very well.
All right. Okay.
Now, help save your teeth. Remember, you only have... How many sets of tooth?
You only have one tooth. Look out for it.
Remember, you may forget, but your tooth won't. Begin now guarding your gums and teeth both with iPana toothpaste to help save your teeth. Here's why. Dental experts now warn that over half of all tooth losses are due to gum troubles. And gum troubles can strike anyone. So, it's important to remember that iPana is the only leading toothpaste especially designed to stimulate gum circulation.
This is meant to be read by a man with teeth.
Promote healthier gums and cleaner teeth, both. In addition, iPana helps remove bacteria that invite tooth decay. Get Ipana now and protect your gums and teeth both. In thousands of reports, 8 out of 10 dentists approve the Ipana way.
Excuse me, that dentist.
I mean, there are two
plural.
Dentists.
It's plural.
First, between regular visits to your dentist, brush all tooth surfaces with Ipana at least twice a day. Second, massage the gums the way your dentist advises, with your thumb and forefinger and arms held akimbo. Don't risk halfway dental care. For healthier gums, for cleaner, brighter teeth, for a smile that wins prizes, get Ipana toothpaste. Ipana toothpaste. T-U-T-H-E.
Feature races over three different distances, the sprint course, the endurance route, and the 5/16th mile. If you're waiting for the 1:30 news, it may be a little late today. Three different endurance at 5/16th. We'll provide thrills for Greyhound race fans tonight at Wonderland Revere. Two races, the 8th and 9th, will be in the bright spotlight, and the rest will be in the dim spotlight. Here are the entries for the 9th. Never Risk, Nina Jennings, Kapuza, Ruling Sultan, Airbrakes, Rushaway, Silas King, and Boson's Mate.
Ray Goulding, who believes he is King Arthur.
Post time first race, 7:45. Daily double closes, 7:30. And Revere is still near from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highway. Two floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. So Greyhound Racing tonight at Wonderland Revere, home of Greyhound Racing in New England.
Ken Wilson played the organ. Bill Green played the piano. Matt Day with Bob and Ray will be heard again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We want to thank Ed Collins for his fine cooperation and giggles. Well, that's it, I guess, Bob.
Portions of this program were on film.
This is WHCH.
That was the Ipana announcement portion.
WHCH in Baghdad.
I mean, the film was on the screen.
Well, never mind.